David, how did you feel about SightFinder?
Serious?
Yeah.
Did
it sound like a joke?
Well, I wasn't sure if that was kind of a setup or not. So is everybody...
It is a setup.
Are we all familiar with SightFinder and the premise?
Okay. There was a period of time during which VeriSign believed that they would provide the world a favor by causing every unregistered domain name to resolve to a website that would then provide a directory of things VeriSign thought you might be looking for.
It was a wild card. Any unregistered domain would resolve to a search engine page.
Much like now, if you've got acme.com, you can put in anything in front and it will go that way.
Was that a trademark violation? It included every known and unknown typo of your client's trademark.
Take a page from his book and say, I hate to say this, but I think it's actually okay because of a very, very fine distinction in the law, in that they did not make a registration of a second level domain name. And since they did not make that registration, there's nothing actionable there.
Okay, so if you own a registry,
Then you can do this.
But you're saying
the law is currently written.
You're saying that under the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act, but what about good old garden variety trademark infringement?
So the issue is whether or not they've made a use in commerce of the term, and in this case here, they haven't made a use in commerce of, let's pick a mark, right, Ford. They didn't make any affirmative use of Ford. They simply turned on a website, whether it's Ford spelled right, Ford spelled wrong. Well, Ford spelled right would resolve, but any different permutation, they've not programmed, they've not taken any affirmative steps to use Ford.
Yeah.
They simply put a wildcard in.
I can't believe that that's your response. I don't see it any different than registering a name. Whether it's VeriSign SightFinder, you see the domain name, you see the links to Chevy, or whether it's a guy who registers a typo, you see a search engine, you see the domain name, you see Chevy. Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but this is a Q&A session. I'd really like the audience.
But we're asking questions.
That's right. Yeah, this is true.